Figures 69 to 73 are related to the flight plan in Figure 69 and the flight log in Figure 70. Flight plan in Figure 69 shows an IFR training flight in a Cessna 172 departing Greenwood Lake, New Jersey, cruising at 5,000 along a Ruta flight beginning with Schaff intersection, then along Victor 213 to Helon intersection, then Victor 58 to Judd's intersection, on the Judd's 2 arrival into Bradley International Airport in Connecticut. The 172 has DME and a Mode C transponder, does not have RNAV, so its equipment suffix is a slant alpha. Figure 70 shows a partially filled out flight plan for the flight, with the first and the last leg time en routes indicated, 8 minutes and 12 minutes respectively. The flight log indicates that there are 5 legs requiring calculation. The last 3 of the 5 legs are all located on the Judd's 2 arrival. Figure 70 also shows a magnetic variation of 14 degrees west. Figure 71 is an en route chart excerpt. When oriented in the portrait mode, it shows the departure airport, Greenwood Lake, which is in West Milford, New Jersey. Greenwood Lake Airport is located about 9.5 miles northeast of the Sparta Vortac on the 078 degree radial. Figure 71 shows Victor 213 extending from the 029 degree radial from the Sparta Vortac. Along Victor 213, we see Schaff intersection 14 miles north of the Vortac, and up where Victor 213 intersect Victor 58, we find Helon intersection. 8 miles south of Helon intersection is Flossie intersection, and that's on the 265 radial from the Kingston Vortac, 24 DME. Victor 58 goes to Kingston, and that's where the Judd's 2 arrival procedure begins. Kingston Vortac has a black circle in the upper right-hand corner of its frequency box with the letter H, indicating the Kingston Vortac has HIWAS, Hazardous In-Flight Weather Advisory Service. Figure 71 Alpha shows 2 CDI and OBS indicators. The OBS CDI on the left is tuned to frequency 117.6 Kingston Vortac with an OBS of 265 degrees. That radial is set to identify the location of the Flossie intersection along Victor 213. The CDI on the right is tuned to the Sparta Vortac frequency 115.7 with an OBS course of 029 degrees, which is Victor 213. And with a right CDI indication, the figure is showing that your position is west of Victor 213, you're to the right, of course, and approaching the Flossie intersection. Figure 72 shows the Judd's 2 arrival procedure beginning over the Kingston Vortac with a heavy black line along 112 degrees, 15 miles to a mileage break, where the course changes to 100 degrees, proceeds 17 miles to Judd's intersection, where the course changes again to 057 degrees, and proceeds 6 miles to Briss intersection. Figure 72 also has an excerpt from the Connecticut Airport Facility Directory showing Windsor Locks Bradley International Airport. The last 3 lines of the Airport Facility Directory excerpt for Bradley shows 3 ILS DME frequencies, each indicating that a precision approach procedure is available and published, showing 3 precision approach procedures published for Bradley International Airport. Figure 73 is the ILS Runway 6 approach procedure for Bradley Airport. In the profile view, the approach procedure indicates 1,800 feet would be the minimum altitude for glide slope intercept. Also, the profile view shows an outer marker, a middle marker, and an inner marker for the ILS runway 6 approach. The sequence of marker beacon indicator lights and their respective codes would be outer marker, blue light, continuous dashes, 400 Hz. Middle marker, amber light, alternating dots and dashes, 1300 Hz. Inner marker, white light, continuous dots, 3000 Hz. The minimum section of Figure 73 indicate that the minimums for the straight-in ILS runway 6 approach for categories A, B, and C aircraft is 374 feet MSL, 1800 RVR. The minimums section of Figure 73 indicate that at 374 feet MSL, the missed approach procedure should be initiated in category A, B, and C aircraft for the straight-in ILS runway 6 approach if the runway environment is not in sight at that point. On Figure 73, the airport sketch indicates the touchdown zone is 174 feet. Also, the airport sketch indicates that runway 6 is served by an ALSF2 approach light system with high-intensity runway lights. The type of lighting system available for runway 6 is indicated by the letter A in the circle, located to the left of the airport lighting sketch. And in the lower part of the airport sketch is the text high-intensity runway lights, runway 624 and runway 1533. To resolve estimated time en route, the winds aloft at 6,000 are used, 340 degrees true, 25 knots, plus 14 degrees magnetic variation equals 354 degrees magnetic winds, 25 knots. With a magnetic wind of 354 degrees, 25 knots is marked up from the grommet, and with a true airspeed of 128 knots, the following ground speeds are resolved for each of the magnetic courses indicated. Leg number 1, chaff intersection to Helon intersection, 24 miles, ground speed 107 knots. Estimated time en route, 13.45 minutes, rounded down to 13.4 minutes. Helon to Kingston, distance 21 miles, ground speed 133 knots. Estimated time en route, 9.47 minutes, rounded to 9.4 minutes. Third leg, Kingston to the first mileage breakdown on the arrival, 15 miles, ground speed 137 knots. Time en route, 6.56 minutes, rounded to 6.5. The second mileage break on the arrival, to Judd's intersection, distance of 17 miles, ground speed 132 knots, time en route 7.72 minutes, rounded 7.7. And the fifth leg along the arrival from Judd's intersection to Briss intersection, 6 miles, ground speed 114 knots, estimated time en route 3.15 minutes, rounded 3.1 minutes. Total time en route, 8 minutes given, plus 13.4, plus 9.4, plus 6.5, plus 7.7, plus 3.1, plus 12 minutes given, equals 60.1 minutes. The time entered in Block 10 of the flight plan would be 60 minutes.